The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, apparently that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to do it at tight ends in League City. Get down here. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from tight ends in League City. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, out here with us as we broadcast on site at Tight Ends in League City, and Tyler Scott back in studio. If you want to get in today, well, we're not going to be taking phone calls because we don't take calls on the road. And ordinarily, I would say you could hit us up on the text line, but we don't have internet, so...
Oh, no.
So about the only way you're going to be able to get in touch with us today is via Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates 975. And
are we freestyling?
Yeah, we're going to freestyle, which I'm totally fine with. I mean, it's not like the textures have added much lately. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens. But there's some issues with that on their end. So just be doing it off the phone today.
Okay.
Which means... it'll be hard for me to check Twitter, so if you tweet something...
We'll check it during the break.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's happening, Hoffman? Good to have you back.
Good to be back, man. I heard a little bit of the show yesterday and sounded solid. John, a very viable fill-in in case I ever die.
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, man, it's good to be back in the swing of things. It's crazy how quickly you can recover from eyeball surgery. Like, you would think that a surgery on that part of your body would take longer to recover.
Right. I didn't realize it was an actual surgery. I thought they were just dilating them again.
No. Yesterday was, like, the real deal. Like, ooh. They got a cataract surgery yesterday.
Damn.
Which, by the way, every person who worked at the hospital was like, oh, you're a little young for cataract surgery. It's like, yeah, I've heard. It's not like this is voluntary. It's not like I was like, oh, you know what will be fun?
Yeah, let's go do this.
Yeah. So I am a little bit young, but it's all good. And my eyesight's already improved, like 24 hours post-op.
That's great.
I'm already seeing better than I was. So it's a good thing.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, it's amazing what they can do medically now that you can be back in action day after doing that. Yeah, I caught a little bit of you and Meltzer yesterday, too. I thought it was a good show. So,
all right.
It's nice to have alternatives when we need them. Although I prefer not having alternatives. So
Yeah.
But, man, the weather sucks today. So if you're
driving. What?
Yeah, it just sucks. If you're driving, don't drive. Just come here and hang out. Because
unless you have to drive here.
Well, even if you do. As long as it's not that far. Because can I just public service announcement? Guys, if you're driving out there today, please turn your damn lights on.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, I know that we don't have flying cars yet, and everyone thought by 2020 we would have flying cars. That's not happened yet. I guess self-driving cars is pretty close to a reality, at least, like,
yeah,
theoretically. I think flying cars is a ways away. Most cars now, though, have a setting where your lights turn on when the car's on, and then when the car's off, the lights turn off.
Right. That's what mine has.
What's the benefit of not using that feature?
You got me. And especially the way it is today because it's so gray and overcast, the visibility is terrible. I mean, I almost hit somebody because they didn't have their lights on.
Yeah. And Tyler, your truck... have the auto lights, the lights that come on when the car's on?
It does indeed.
Aaron?
Nope. I have to turn them on manually.
What?
Yep.
What are you driving, like an 84 Ford Ranger?
No, a 2015 Mazda.
What the hell? And is that like a... I guess Mazda, they make like pretty base model cars.
Yeah, mine is the second from the lowest model that you can get, so...
So you've got to remember to turn your lights on.
I turn them on almost all the time.
Like even during the day.
Yeah. Unless it's like clear.
I almost feel like it should be like a built-in, like a safety thing now. Like, remember when anti-lock brakes were like optional on your, like now every, you just have to make cars with them. That's just the way it is. Like, oh, you're going to want seat belts in that thing, huh? That's going to be an extra $250. No, like, it seems like day running lights should just be, that should be the standard. Am I crazy to think that?
Well, again.
Oh, you want those newfangled windshield wipers, eh? That's going to cost you. Like, I mean, let's just play it safe here. Yeah,
it's kind of like leaded gasoline. Why do you need it anymore? Yeah. But the thing that...
Can you even get leaded gasoline?
I don't think so.
I never see a sign that's like, hey, we've got the leaded stuff.
So do we really have to keep calling it all unleaded now?
Yeah,
isn't
let's
it
just call
gasoline?
It gas.
But, no, here's another thing that I like about Canada. The cars there, legally, you have to have your lights on at all time if you're driving. So
that seems
it's not a
logical
problem. Right, it does seem logical. And why is it that those hosers can get it right and we can't? And I'm driving and obviously can't see, and I'm trying to get over a lane, and I go to signal, and somebody's in my blind spot. And if she had her lights on, I would have seen them.
Right.
And, of course, she didn't have her lights on. Unfortunately, I'm driving the wife's vehicle, and it buzzes you if there's somebody too close to you. So I didn't hit her. And then she's all mad at me, and I'm like, turn your lights on, bitch. I mean, that wouldn't even been an issue.
I would never speak to a lady like that, but
well,
I would hope that she'd turn her lights on.
Well, she didn't hear me because I was in my own car.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
good. But yeah, I went, I came down early today so I'd go visit my grandmother, my 96-year-old grandmother who just got out of the hospital again. And, man, you want to talk about a tough old broad. And she's had her hip broken. She's had brain surgery. And she just got out of the hospital again, and she's just spry as can be. So, got a chance to go see her.
Well, that's always good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I had a real good time visiting her. And she just kept saying, I need somebody to get me a radio so I can actually listen to you. So, both of my brothers, if you're listening, get her a damn radio, please.
Well, aren't you the money bags of the family?
Well, I mean, but I'm not down here. I mean, they all live, like, within a mile.
But, I mean, look, for a...
Well, yeah, I could get one and bring it down eventually.
You're here now.
Well, yeah, I didn't know she wanted a radio until today.
Well, stop at Walmart and grab one, or Radio Shack. I don't know how far behind it is down here.
There's probably a Radio Shack down here. Yeah.
The one that was right there closed.
Oh, no. There's no Radio Shack?
There's
anymore?
No Radio Shacks anywhere anymore.
I don't think so.
No,
they're
all gone.
They're officially gone.
Okay, well... there's got to be something you can.
Well,
there's a Best Buy right there.
Somebody's got to have a radio. Can
there's
just drive
a Best
by
Buy
and
right
drop
there.
Yeah,
there's a Best Buy right
on
here.
The other
come
side.
On. Be a good grandson for once in your pathetic life.
What? Then I got to drive all the way back down there and then all the way back home. Let's just gonna have to wait till the next time I'm here.
Oh, you're
because
cruel.
Guess what? It's not gonna do any good to take it to her after
you just
the show.
I mean, who knows how long your poor grandma is gonna even be around?
You
might be saying, you know what? Next time I'll get her a radio, and then she'll die. This is a true story. I went to visit my grandfather, and it ended up being like a week before he died. And he was in the hospital, and he was like, you know what I sure wish? I sure wish that I could. He liked the movie Lonesome Dove, which is a fine movie.
The series?
No, there's like a movie.
Oh, okay, because that series is like eight hours long.
Well, let me tell you, the movie is pretty damn long. But he didn't, like, he liked to watch it, and I was like, you know what? I went with my wife to, we were in Beeville, Texas, a booming metropolis.
Oh, God.
But there is a Walmart.
I dated a woman from Beeville once.
Okay. I hope it wasn't my grandmother. But.
Can't speak to it. Small town, man.
But we there's a Walmart there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go, I bought him a DVD player. I bought the cable to hook it up to his hospital bed hotel, and I bought him Lonesome Dove. And I don't know how far into Lonesome Dove he got, but he died later that week.
He might have watched the whole thing.
He might have, although I think that movie takes more than a week to watch.
Yeah.
The point is, I let him go out with some happiness. This is what he wanted. This is the joy he requested. Your grandma wants to hear my voice.
Not your voice, no.
She's like... Fred.
Not at all. Not at all.
just bring me a radio so I can hear that sweet boy again. That AJ, he's so handsome and thoughtful. I love him. And you're like,
none of that is even remotely close to the truth.
Maybe later I'll bring it to her.
No, I will have somebody get her a radio. I do know people down there.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
We have two promo kids. We only need one.
You can't trust. What are you going to trust with your credit card?
No, I don't even know those guys.
Yeah.
If I know and trust them, that's one thing, but we'll get her one. Don't worry about it. She'll be fine. All right. What the hell else is going on?
It's a big deal, apparently, that Zion Williamson is playing a National Basketball Association game tonight. His first. And ESPN's full-blown trying to make this an event that they are selling out, that he is the next LeBron James, which I'm here to tell you, he ain't. He might be good. He ain't the next LeBron James, so let's pause.
No, but that doesn't work for ESPN. That's not how they operate.
I know.
They realize
we're running out of LeBron time, and we got to do something until his kids are old enough to play in the league.
Well, they're showing Bronny's games on TV now. And man,
but Bronny's not in the NBA.
Well,
they need that because they've got an NBA partnership.
Well, he will be. So now you just start building up the hype now. Yeah, I don't want to be too critical because I get what they're doing, but I get a little tired of ESPN telling me what's important. Like, oh, this is a big deal. Well, no, it's really not, because it's a big deal to you because you do have a partnership with the NBA, and the more people who watch games, which they're not doing right now, the better for you. And, you know, so I get it. I'm not all that interested. I don't think he's anywhere. He's going to be anything that great either. I never was that impressed with his game in college. Maybe he'll prove me wrong.
I mean, he's physically very impressive.
He's a physical monster,
I mean,
yeah.
To be that good of an athlete and to be able to move the way he does is very impressive. But
Doesn't mean you're going to be a great basketball player.
No.
It means you'll be a great athlete.
Hey, did you see the breaking news? Eli Manning will announce his retirement on Friday.
Hardly surprising.
No, not to me either. Good career for Eli.
He did. I think
if he didn't win two Super Bowls, we'd be going, oh my God, what a bust.
Yeah.
But he won two Super Bowls, so you got to say, man, that's a hell of a career.
And on the flip side, if he had retired after he won that second Super Bowl, we'd be talking about him as one of the greats, because his career just really fell apart after that. So.
The good news is Eli Manning 2.0 exists, and his name is Jim Garoppolo.
I like to call him Yimmy.
He's just a guy who happens to be in a really, really good place at a really, really good time. So,
he's a lot more handsome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eli looked like birth defecty. So he's, no offense to Eli. He's just not that good looking of a dude. I meant birth defecty relative to Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're just making it worse.
Like, if he were Jimmy Garoppolo's brother, we'd be going, ooh, he's the ugly one. Let's just go to break.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really good idea. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you could use some extra dough, listen up. Our friends at TGS have made it so easy to save money, and we're talking big time money. Here's how it works. You send a text message. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And I'm talking excellent coverage, legit savings. Online rating is nearly perfect for these guys. The average customer last year saved over $870 on their home insurance. That could be you if you could use $870 extra every year. may want to check out TGS. And you don't need to take, you don't need to wait till your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end, the hassle, the nonsense. They cover all that. You just sit back and save money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Save big today.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from Tight Ends in League City. And the ends are very tight here today. We'll just say that. So come on out if you're in the area. You don't want to be out in the rain. I mean, what would be better than coming and having some good beer and some food and checking out Tight Ends? I mean, there's nothing better than that that I can think of in this life. A couple things from Twitter as I do this from my phone here.
I don't know why you can't hook your phone to
I've tried it. I don't know why it doesn't work. I don't have a hotspot on my phone for some reason, and I've tried it. Every time that we've come someplace that doesn't have internet.
You need to go you have AT&T?
I do.
You need to go in there and bang on the counter and say, hey, what's going on here?
You have unlimited,
a pretty new
though,
iPhone,
right?
Huh? Yeah. I mean, I should be able to do it. I'm sure I can. I'm just too dumb to figure it out.
You have unlimited internet, though, right?
Yeah.
You might have to pay extra for it because I have Verizon and I went to unlimited a couple months ago and I would have to pay to make
my phone. I don't pay extra for it.
No.
Same here.
No.
Like, I have to pay,
I have to
add on to my plan to be able to use my phone as a hotspot.
You have AT&T also?
Yeah, but I have unlimited internet. So.
Maybe my wife just pays for it, and I don't know. I don't pay bills, I'll be quite frank. I have no idea how much anything costs, so maybe I do pay for it, but... Yeah,
well, I don't even know if I have the option to do it on here.
It should just be...
It turned it off on my phone when I went to unlimited.
Settings. It should say personal hotspot right there.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
No, you don't. That's garbage, man.
So, I mean, maybe it's under general?
No, I don't think it exists if it's
not
there.
No, it would be right underneath the cellular.
Yeah.
It took mine away when I switched from 8 gigs a month to unlimited.
Well... Mine quit doing it when I got this phone for some reason, because I used to be able to do it. So if anybody out there knows, well, it doesn't matter. You can't text the show to tell me because I can't
just
read
give out your phone number. They'll text you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But regardless, Jacob said he enjoyed Eli Manning and Goonies.
Enough about that. Hey, did you see... that I don't know if you did. Was this? Did you guys talk about this yesterday? Maybe the Pedro Martinez.
No, we didn't.
Okay,
so
Jessica Mendoza got some grief for saying that Mike Fiers basically was a bad guy, and people were like, "Oh, the game that he broke a cheating scandal, and you're saying he's the bad guy," which I'm kind of in the middle on. I do think the snitching part. Is garbage, but I also think, you know, the cheating part is also garbage. So everybody's garbage in this situation. But Martinez said if he was to do it when he was still playing for the Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. You're just a bad teammate.
I don't disagree with him. I mean, you benefited from it, and now, later on, you're the one coming out saying this. I think he's a turd. Astros are turds, too, for doing it. Let's not excuse them. But, yeah, he's a turd. I agree with Pedro.
Whatever happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, and Fiers broke the rules. I agree with cleaning up the game. I agree with the fact that the commissioner is taking a hard hand on this. But at the same time, players should not be the one dropping the whistleblower.
Dropping the whistleblower?
Yeah.
That would hurt, actually.
Yeah, actually.
Let's say, like, hold him out of a building, mafia style.
If you have integrity, you find ways to tell everybody in the clubhouse, hey, we might get in trouble for this. I don't want to be a part of this. You call your GM, you tell him, or you call anybody you can, or MLB or someone, and say, I don't want to be part of this. Or you tell the team, get me out of here. I don't want to be a part of this. Then you show me something. But if you leave Houston, and most likely you didn't agree with Houston when you left, and then you go and drop the entire team under the bus, I don't trust you. I won't trust you because we did have that rule.
I don't think
he's out of line there.
I don't either. I really don't disagree with any of it. And I mean, I think that.
But I also like that he at least said, you know, it's good that the cheating got exposed.
Right.
It just shouldn't have. It shouldn't have been exposed by a dirty, filthy rat.
Exactly.
Which is kind of where I fall.
Yeah, and I think he took it a step farther than what Mendoza did because he actually said, "Hey, this is what you should have done."
Mendoza basically made it seem like you shouldn't call out cheaters. That's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Pedro at least, like, he seems glad that it's cleaning up the game. He just doesn't agree with the way it got cleaned up, which I tend to agree with.
I do too. I think so. Kudos to him. And I'm of both minds too. I'm glad that it came out because, you know, if this stuff is going on and as widespread as it seems to be, you need to catch it, and it needs to be stopped. But yeah, the way he did it, I just think that's chicken bleep. I don't like rats.
Yeah,
and maybe I've just watched too many mafia movies, but. You know, rats deserve to be punished.
Yep.
And yeah, okay, fine. Usually, and it is. It's just like a mafia movie because rats rat out the guys that made them what they were. And Mike Fiers is nothing before he got there, and he had a nice little run with him, got a ring, and then ratted everybody out. So I think he's a turd. But just my opinion. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter. That's the best way to get us today. Did you see that Jim Crane says the Astros will apologize at spring training?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I'm kind of iffy on this one. I think it just kind of feels like, oh, we got to get all our ducks in a row as to what we're going to say.
Right.
And then we'll do it. And in part it was because I guess they had Fan Fest last week, and Altuve and Bregman were there and were asked about it and didn't really comment, which I don't blame them for. But, I mean, do you really now – I mean, is an apology really going to make a difference?
I mean, what's it going to change?
Yeah. You got caught. You got punished. I mean, you're going to come out and apologize for winning the World Series, whether that helped you or not? I just think it's kind of phony. I mean – If you really, an apology should be if you really do have remorse for something.
Yeah.
Like if I say something that pisses somebody off that I was intending to be funny and wasn't really meant to, at any point, to piss somebody off, I'm not going to apologize.
Huh.
And, you know, these guys, they're not going to mean it. So why do it?
What else is in the news? Have you seen much of? Do you know who Brittany Lynn is?
I do not, but I'm guessing anyone named Brittany is probably like a little blonde person.
She is a little blonde person. She's also Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
Oh God, that is. She's an annoying little blonde person.
She is everywhere, and she is soaking it up. And I don't know why I find it so annoying. Like. It just feels like she's trying to get famous because she's Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, and that's annoying to me. But the fact that people are like, I looked her up on Instagram. You want to take a guess at how many followers she has on Instagram?
Oh, probably a million.
262,000.
Oh.
On top of that?
That's actually kind of light for.
She's got a blue check.
Wow.
It's like, oh, you're officially Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend. All right. That seems like a stretch, but, and just, this is the other thing she does. It's really annoying. She puts in her byline, like her profile, mom to Steel Silver Mahomes. That's their dog. I mean, she's trying to make people think she's so embedded in this dude's life. I don't like it. I'm against it altogether. And honestly, I want Patrick Mahomes to break up with her because I'm all aboard the Patrick Mahomes train. I wasn't early. I wasn't a believer. I'm in now, and it's hard for me to be all the way in with this chick hanging around.
I agree.
I want to be a fan.
Can I? I do too. And I'm going to say something here that probably people aren't going to like. He can do a hell of a lot better.
Oh, he can.
I mean, let's. She's.
I mean, maybe she's a really, really, really nice person who cares about a lot of other. But my guess is she's just super thirsty.
Yeah, and she'd be fine for, you know, an average, decent-looking guy.
But right.
For Patrick Mahomes, I just think an upgrade would be in order. That's all.
I'm trying to find the last time she made a post where she wasn't in the gym at a Chiefs game or in a picture with Patrick. And you have to go back about 20-something posts. It's one of those. Like, her entire Instagram is her in the gym, her on the sidelines at the Chiefs game, her with Patrick. That's it. And I hate her.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of somebody who's famous for being around somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's like you. You're famous because you're my co-host. But I guess that is... It's very similar now that I think about it.
Not really. I was famous.
But you know
beforehand.
What? You've gotten famous even more so than her because you're not pretty. Like, you've earned some
fame.
Neither
is she.
Well, I mean, she's prettier than you.
Yeah, but that's not saying anything.
Right.
I mean, just because...
You never post pictures of you in a sports bra and yoga pants.
No, I do
just
not.
Just to get likes.
I do not.
Ever.
Sometimes in a wig, though, and sometimes in a lady's dress.
All right, guys. I got to tell you what's going on at Carbach. Let's get ready for it. Sunday, February 16th, out at the brewery. Going to kick off rodeo season right with the third annual Rodeo Clown Roundup concert. The lineup is Blueberry. How about Blackberry Smoke? Blueberry Smoke probably be good, too. I think that's a strand of marijuana. I'm not sure. Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, and Clint Daniels all going to be playing out at Carbach. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. And before the show, kick things off with a nice run. The Rodeo Clown Roundup 5K, 10K starts at 8 a.m. out at the brewery, and it's a timed 5K, 10K. You dress in your best Western or Rodeo Clown gear, and you'll receive a participation medal, commemorative koozie, two tokens for beer at the finish, and if you run, you get to save some money on your ticket to the concert. Register today at carbachbrewing.com. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to pretty please make it a Carbach.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
If you or a loved one has experienced a workplace accident, car or truck accident, slip and fall accident, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. That's 713-626-8900. They have specialized attorneys who will deal with the insurance companies while you can go on recovering. Insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer, too. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now and let them put your mind at rest. 713-626-8900 or go to LawyerDave.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at tight ends in League City. Isn't it the Chicken Alfredo night?
It is, I think. You know I saw that somewhere.
I'm going to have to try that. We'll be here till 7, and Nikolai... Sharara will be here from 7 to 9.
Nikolai, huh?
Nikolai.
All right.
So, there you have it. And there's a... Somebody suggested to enable the Wi-Fi calling on your phone. So I'm trying that. We'll see if that works. I don't know why it would, but... You know, I don't know. I give up. I'm trying my best here. 713-780-3776 is the number. We don't have a giveaway, so I don't even know why I'm giving you that. Yeah, I'm going to have to just punt on Twitter, too. Sorry, guys. Did you see the big – well, you were probably watching the game for gambling purposes, but see the big brawl last night?
Yes. I love college basketball fights where someone picks up a stool. Like, it becomes a pro wrestling match. And, I mean, that you talk about getting crazy. And there's going to be real big ramifications for this. And, I mean, the game's well out of hand. You know, DeSouza is like, it's a pretty key guy, Silvio DeSouza, which brings me to the, I don't know why. He's not like a key scorer, I guess. Maybe he's been less of a key guy the last few games now that I think of it. But why are guys fighting when the game is completely out of hand?
Good question.
I mean, I get that
the coaches were already over shaking hands. It was over.
It was over. But, boy, that's a kid's like trying to get his one moment. It's in a. I get. It's like a 20-point game. Kansas State's probably bringing in walk-on. I don't even know who that kid was that got his shot blocked. And he tries to put up a layup, and boom. It just gets, like, thunder-blocked down on him. You could have let that go, Silvio. You could have let it
go.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
unless you had, you know, minus 18 and a half or something.
I mean, I guess maybe if someone played a really, really crazy line, but I think the total was, or the it wasn't anywhere near the spread. So even that didn't make sense. So, but there is going to be ramifications. I'm guessing a couple suspensions for both these teams. Luckily, you know, the key guys, the guys that make Kansas a contender were all off the floor. But I don't know who was in the fray. Like, I don't know who jumped into the fray afterwards. Because clearly, I mean, the bench is cleared. So I saw David McCormack in the fray. I know he's like he's basically their sixth man. I don't know how far the suspensions are going to end up. They said DeSouza's suspended indefinitely, which rightfully so. Well, you pick up a stool. I mean,
yeah,
listen.
He didn't hit anybody with it, but still. You can't do that.
Pretty wild. So I don't know what's going to end up happening, but there's going to be heads rolling.
Yeah, that was interesting, to say the least. Did you see Hawaii hired, by the way?
I didn't see that.
Todd Graham is your new head coach at Hawaii.
Does that do anything for you?
Not really. I'm very interested in Hawaii because
you like to bet on Hawaii.
I do. That's my last night game of the night, late night.
You love home games specifically.
Yes. I love to bet on those guys. Rolovich did a great job there. Obviously, he went to Washington State to replace Leach. And when Hawaii's good, and when they're covering the spread, more importantly, they're doing some sort of air raid offense. It's not really Todd Graham. So,
well, Todd Graham couldn't have been more mediocre at Arizona State. I don't know what he's done since that job. I don't know where he's
nothing,
been.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, so they hired him off the streets.
Yeah, he was out for
on
a
the
year.
Couch.
Yeah, yeah.
He's out for more than a year. If he's really been doing nothing, I don't think he coached Arizona State since 2017 or so. I can do a quick Google match search.
Yeah, since your Google works, you can do that.
Yeah, So
he's been out for 2 years.
Been out for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
3 years on the shelf. Oof. All right. Well, good luck, Kawhi.
Yeah, and he's always been kind of a turd.
He did well at Tulsa.
Yeah.
And if I were...
After bailing on Rice after 1 year.
Well, and then you remember he got the Pittsburgh job and bailed on it after 1 year to go to Arizona State. So he's always job hunting. But if I were Hawaii, the one thing that would give me hope would be I'd look at his Tulsa career and go, you know what? If he can do that for us,
yeah,
you know, he probably averages 10 wins a game. All right, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, again, though, he's been out for a while, and I don't know. if what he does is going to fly there.
Well, we'll see.
It's just historically, when they've been good, it's because they run a gimmick offense.
They should hire June Jones.
June Jones has a job.
Yeah, but he could be taken away.
You really think so?
Just historically speaking, which franchise has had more success?
Well, you know what? He hasn't lost a game yet.
That's true. He is undefeated.
The Roughnecks have not lost.
They are undefeated.
So, did you see the different rules for that thing?
I've seen a couple of them. I don't know.
Does it make it interesting to you?
I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to me if it's good football. My biggest concern, I've always said, is where are you going to find quarterbacks that are worth a damn to play football? And we all know what it's like watching football with bad quarterback play. The NFL doesn't have enough good quarterbacks. So
anything
it does make
Christian
me worry.
Hackenberg.
Right.
So I don't think he's in this league.
Oh, he might be.
I don't know. I hope not.
But it makes me worry because when you're watching it, when you watch the NFL and there's two bad quarterbacks playing, it's like, oh, this is tough to watch. So we'll see. We'll see if they've got
the difference. Is bad quarterback play in the NFL is always going to get you beat because the defenses are better.
Yes.
If the defenses suck and those guys can put up numbers like they did in college.
So you're saying it's all going to suck? Like
no,
all the players
no,
are going
to
suck?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're not going up against an NFL defense. Should make your job a little easier.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, that's not unfair. I'm not ripping anybody.
Christian Hackenberg, not
good.
He was an AAF guy.
Right.
Didn't work out.
I actually watched one of the games where he was quarterbacking, and it was so funny. It's you watch it, and you're like, how in the hell did anybody ever think this guy could play? And the Jets drafted him higher than, you know.
Christian Hackenberg, in three games, was 32 of 62. 277 yards passing in three games and three interceptions. No touchdowns. He did run nine times for 47 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, okay. That's
an average of three carries for 15 yards per game.
That's not bad. 5 yards a carry? If only he'd run more.
But
you'll take 5 yards a carry, won't you?
Yeah, I think so.
So,
but currently a free agent.
Hmm.
Second round draft pick by the Memphis Express. RIP to that career.
Yeah, no kidding. Ashton said, talking about Mahomes, said they've been together since high school. All the more reason why Mahomes needs to move on from that.
Yeah, it's time to upgrade, bro. Let's be honest. If they'd been together since high school and he was really, really feeling it, he would have married her by now.
Oh, God,
yeah. Still knows he's got stuff that he needs to explore. Just cut it loose now.
Well, in this day and age, how often does the high school sweetheart thing work? I'm sure it still does.
I mean, I guess LeBron.
Okay.
Beyond that, I got nothing.
I don't know.
Are you still with your high school sweetheart?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm three and a half wives removed from that. I didn't really have a high school sweetheart. I kind of had, I went out with a few, but never really one.
Okay.
So
I had two pretty long-term girlfriends in high school, and they're both married now, like kids and the whole thing, and I think everybody's better for it. Like, no regrets. But
it's important not to have regrets.
Yeah. I'm still in communication with one of them. We're friendly. The other one, I don't really talk to anymore. Not out of like spite, but it's because we're grown-ups. We've got our own lives now.
Yeah.
Rarely do the things that interest you in high school interest you in your adult life. Rarely. Like, are you still super into Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Of course not.
I mean, I would like to get stoned and play again just for fun, but I'm not going to play all night like I used to.
Do you still like to dress up like you're in Judas Priest? No.
In privacy in my own home, maybe. You know?
Dominatrix gear.
The wife's been gone. It's kind of a masturbatory, you know, fantasy thing. You know what? I don't even really enjoy music anymore. I was actually thinking about selling off my guitars. So yeah, I'm not really the same person. And most people aren't, I would hope. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Nobody gives me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, live here at Tight Ends in League City. Nice crowd here, and really nice tight ends. I think... I just say there's some talent in the room.
We didn't get to talk yesterday about the Hall of Fame voting. What time did that come?
It happened at 5 o'clock. John and I got into it a little bit, but yeah,
I was disappointed with the results on Bonds and Clemens. I thought they would be closer than they were, because like the look ahead voting, all the people that were releasing their votes had Bonds and Clemens, and then I'm guessing all the people who didn't want to make their votes public didn't, because they didn't want to deal with the scrutiny.
I think the people who release their votes are the younger riders who are more open-minded and frankly better than the olds who don't want theirs out. I'm not giving my ballot, and that's why I think the percentage was higher with this younger group of riders, which I wish some of these old cats would die off. I really do.
Still wait,
because it's silly that those guys aren't in there. And to me, I'm not taking your Hall of Fame seriously until you idiots who shouldn't have this much power put those guys in.
But hey, Larry Walker's in, so everything's fixed.
Yeah, did you see what he was wearing?
No.
He had on a SpongeBob jacket. It looked like something straight out of NASCAR. I half expected him when they were interviewing him. I was like, first off, I want to thank all my great sponsors here, Carbot Brewing. And yeah, I mean, it was... I mean, that's the problem, is you're doing all these, you're putting all these guys in who were good, very good, but you're going to do that over players who really deserve to be in there just because you're bitter old men.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part for me.
And then
then one guy decides not to vote for Derek Jeter. Did we find out who it was?
I haven't seen it yet, no. It'll come out.
He's got to be from Boston, right?
Either that or just one of those guys who... doesn't believe in unanimous.
It's so stupid.
There's guys out there like that. That's why this whole thing is silly. And, yeah, I guess they've got that veterans committee thing that can still get guys on. But, yeah, I just think...
Bonds and Clemens shouldn't have to be going... These are first ballot, like, should have been unanimous votes. So...
Yeah.
Speaking of votes, have you seen the latest in the All-Star balloting for the NBA?
I have not.
It looks like most things are fairly set, it appears, which would mean your boy, Jimmy Harden, is going to be one of the high vote-getters, so... You don't have to worry about that. He will be on the team. Rosters haven't been announced yet, but this is the projected teams right now. Would be in the East, Trae Young, Kyrie Irving, Giannis, Siakam, and Embiid would be the starters in the East. In the West, it would be Luka, who is... hot on the tail of LeBron James for most votes. So it's Luka, Harden, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kawhi would be the West starters.
It's a interesting lineup because you have only one true guard in there. I mean, LeBron can play guard and so can Kawhi, but just Harden, really. That's your...
You don't consider Luka a real guard?
I mean, guy's 7 foot tall. Or 6'10", or whatever he is.
I mean... To me, that he's...
I mean, all those guys can play the position. It's just there's only one guy who's basically... That's his job. guard.
I think Luka's like 6'7".
I thought he was taller than that.
No, no. Or I think maybe you're thinking of Porzingis.
Maybe.
Luka's like, he's normal size. He's...
Normal, 6'7"'s not normal. That's still a forward for the most part.
Okay. I mean, I guess. He's a big guard, but he's a guard.
Okay.
What's normal guard size? 6'5"?
6'3" to 6'5", yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's 6'7". So that's tall. I mean, it's almost all those guys except Davis play guard. I'm talking about traditional.
Okay.
Like, who's the guy who the guy who can't play another position?
The guy who can't?
Can't, right. He's going to play guard. James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not – you can't put him at forward. I mean,
but he can play either guard spot.
Yeah, yeah. But those guys can play multiple positions.
The next – Damian Lillard's the next guy down the list on the guards list. So, but he's significantly behind James. So, and Luka's listed as a guard, so there's no way to not have him. And by the way – I mean, this is probably – think about this. Let's say Steph Curry hadn't been injured a good portion of the year. I mean, chances are good James Harden wouldn't even be voted a starter in the All-Star game. Because you know Steph would get his votes if he could play.
Yeah. I mean, it would depend on what kind of year he's having, but I'm certain he'd have a good one, so –
But
that's true. It probably would.
He's played four games, so obviously he's not going to represent. But my guess is if he was having a standard Steph year and Harden was having a standard Harden year, they'd have Luka Doncic and Steph Curry as the two guard starters.
And what would be wrong with that?
Oh, I mean, it'd just be surprised. I mean, given that James is the NBA's leading scorer, leading... blah blah blah.
But I mean, but if you were voting for MVP right now, Luka would get more votes.
Oh yeah,
so
a lot of guys would get more votes.
No,
but that's me voting.
Oh, you just hate everything Houston. That's all it is.
No, that's not true. It's been I've been pretty firm on the parts of it that I don't like that much. And it just happens to be that part.
So basically, I don't want to beat it to death. I'm especially now when they've lost, what, 5 out of 6? It's kind of hard to sit here and make a really good case for him making an all-star team.
Yeah.
And I know his numbers are, I mean, they're pretty terrific, but, you know, how good's the team?
Yeah.
I think... Luka's really improved that team up there, and you know, if Curry were there, they've got 5 times as many wins, probably.
Well, and my guess is with the MVP at this point, it's either LeBron or Giannis. I mean, assuming those guys don't both get hurt,
yeah,
it's one of those two guys. And if your vote goes to anyone other than those two guys, I'm confused as to why you'd have a vote
or why you're alive.
Yeah,
but. Hey, guys, it's kind of fun today. I ran into my brother who hadn't seen the hair in a while. He said, wow, that stuff really is growing in. And it is, man. It's coming in nice. And believe me, there was a time where I never even thought that I was going to have hair again. And I went and saw Dr. Linville, and it changed everything. And if you're thinking about it, especially if you're younger and the hair's starting to fall out, now's the time to get it done. You don't want to wait till you're an old like me. Because once I got there, there's only so much they can do, and they did a lot. But you may not need a lot, but it's so cool because it's your own hair. And they're taking hair from the back of your head, individual follicles, and putting it where you're missing it. So these aren't hair plugs. They're basically neograft transplants of your own hair. And it's going to look fantastic. And guess what? Go visit Dr. Linville because he knows. He had it done himself, and his hair looks fantastic. Go get your consultation. Ask him what it's about. You'll find out. 975hair.com to get that consult. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today. Nobody wants him.